Welcome back to the Marion General Hospital pregame show. Now time to catch up with the head coach of the Trojans, Ron Korfmacher. And coach of the Trojans got a convincing win last weekend on the road at Siena Heights, 63-21 over the Saints. It was the most points scored by a Taylor football team since 1963. And coach, the first question, what made the offense so successful on Saturday against what's been historically a really stout Siena Heights defense?
Yeah, it was good execution, not perfect. We have room to improve still, but good execution. We had timely first downs. We were 5 for 5 in the red zone, and we ran the ball really well. We had a good run mix in terms of who carried the ball and was productive, and also a good run mix with our pass game.
Justin Keys had a career day, 17 carries, 172 yards, 2 scores on the ground, averaged just over 10 yards a carry, and he was the key factor in your first touchdown drive of the day, carrying for over 63 of your over 70 yards on that drive. What has he done? What did he do not only in the game against Siena Heights, but this entire season as well? As he's really had a great season for you guys in the backfield.
Yeah, he's had a very good year, you know, and he's really worked well with our offensive line. Our offensive line's improved this season and had improvement on Saturday. You know, the Siena Heights game, we got kind of back to full strength and full health, but each of the guys, week by week, who've been in there on the offensive line have done good things, and Justin's just capitalized on their good play.
You mentioned the improvement in the health of the offensive line. You get two really key players back on that left side and left tackle, Taylor Johnson, and left guard, Austin Gardy. What did it mean to have them back there and not only open holes for Keys in the backfield, but also give Everett Pollard time there in the pass game to find a lot of open targets and throw for 4 scores?
Yeah, we did. It was good. We ran the ball well early and established the line of scrimmage and established that we were going to move the line of scrimmage early. And we've got deeper in our offensive line. In a couple weeks, those guys were out. So it helps all around. And our play-action game and our boot game really set up well. So Hans Lundberg, our tight end, had a good day, an outstanding day. And, again, Everett had a good day. So a lot of things went well on offense. And there were timely plays, timely, for like I said, first downs. A lot of contributions from Sheard in the passing game to Mike Miller, Hirsch, always Lashbrook. You know, it just sound football on Saturday.
What did it mean to get such a convincing win and execute a lot of things well after a tough game the week before against Marion, where we talked about you gave up a lot of chunk plays on defense? This time you were the team on offense getting those chunk plays, and the defense came through with a handful of turnovers and played really solid as well. But to get that game and put the Marion game behind you guys as you set up for the stretch run of the season, how important is it not just to get the win against Siena Heights, but do it in convincing fashion?
Yeah, I think after each game this year, and you know, a couple of losses we had this year, we just knew we had a rebound, and it was a matter of how high, you know, how high we'd bounce back, and we bounced back each week, and this was evidence of that. Got a good, mature football team with good leaders and competitive guys who go back to work weekly. You know, some of our practices during the week were not altogether healthy, but they take care of themselves, and by Saturday we're putting out a team that's going to go compete.
Today's opponent, the Concordia Cardinals, they had a big win 2 weeks ago over number 5 St. X. Last week got handled on the road against St. Francis up in Fort Wayne. But when you look at Concordia, the biggest thing with them is their loss on defense. They lose All-American linebacker Takari Johnson, who almost had 200 tackles last season alone. With his loss on defense, how does that change the defensive outlook for Concordia this season?
Yeah, well, when I look at Concordia, they're much improved, and I don't see loss. I see that their whole defensive unit's better this year, more guys flying around contributing, more guys making plays. So they're sound on defense, and they're very active. They play with a lot of energy, a lot of confidence. And on offense, they've really got a running game that maybe they haven't had in the past, and it centers around their quarterback, but they've got fine, good skill players. They're the full package, full team, and they're a good, solid MSFA opponent.
Special weekend here with homecoming today here at Turner Stadium. But you're also bringing a lot of alumni back this weekend to cheer on this year's football team, and you guys are having an alumni flag football game this weekend as well. Just kind of let everyone know all the details about this special weekend, not just with homecoming, but also for the Taylor football team as well.
Yeah, on Friday night, our alumni are going to have a flag football game, you know, and they're going to be in the stadium, Turner Stadium, under the lights and competing. And first time we've done that, first time we've done it, we're partnering with them, but they're the ones going to be out there doing it. Our players are going to observe and not be as active as the guys playing, but it's great to get them back. We have a great alumni group. You know, just these guys who return, they're very connected to one another. We want to connect them more to the university, and we want to connect them to one another over the years, because the guys who played together in their given years and given cycles are incredibly connected, incredibly close through their experience of playing ball together, graduating from Taylor. Just the faith-based element goes very deep. We just want to get more connection with the university, more connection with our players who are currently playing for us, and more connection across the years. And so, you know, one of those things is this alumni game can promote more of that and be a lot of fun for those guys who are involved.
There have been great crowds for all of your previous four home games here at Turner Stadium. It'll be even more special having some familiar faces of the Taylor football family here in the stands today. Coach, good luck against Concordia this afternoon.
All right, thank you very much.
We'll be back with more of the Marion General Hospital pregame show right after this.